Hi, friends. I'm excited to share that I will be in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, April 24th for A Night with Spirit. And I'll also be in Clearwater, Florida on May 25th. Nicole and I will be sharing channeled messages for the group from loved ones, from spirit guides. We'll be offering aura readings, psychic readings, communicating with loved ones on the other side, and more. So all of the details can be found at amysikarski.com, as well as upcoming, if you're listening to this in the future, we'll have upcoming shows listed as well. I look forward to seeing those that can make it, and I would love to connect with you in person in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, or Clearwater, Florida. Hi, healer friends. I would love to invite those that are feeling drawn towards a sacred community of healers to join me in the Sacred Healers Circle. This is a membership that I'm offering as a mentoring and healing experience, drawing upon my years as an energetic therapist, channel, and past life hypnotherapist. I will be supporting other healers and students of advanced healing arts. And this is for those that are looking to deepen their connection with spirit, to feel community and support, and to also receive wisdom and amplify their techniques and skill set. If you've been looking for a community of like minds and hearts, I have all the details available at spiritschoolonline.com, and I'm taking applications now as we begin this beautiful journey together. So I look forward to seeing you. If you feel drawn or called or intrigued, take a look on the website. There's a lot more to it that I haven't shared here, and I look forward to seeing your application. Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast, where we speak about all things related to spirituality, soul level healing, intuitive guidance, frequencies, and much more. I'm Amy Sikarski, licensed vocational nurse, past life hypnotherapist, master intuitive energy healer, and a clairvoyant physical channel. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Spirit School Online, where we offer courses in energy therapy, free guided meditations, courses and information around learning to connect in with your spirit guides, and much more. You can find me at amysikarski.com and offerings at spiritschoolonline.com.
I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Neither do I. I don't have any ideas yet, but I'm sure something will come through. Maybe I'll tune into that. That mantis must be on the council, because I don't know why else I would be seeing him every single time we're talking.
I'm thinking so. Yeah. And they always have like really loving energy. And it's just so I enjoy last time when Sarai was mentioning that they're here to support Earth. They're not really, really, truly like star beings. Really interesting.
Oh, yeah. Because she said they're not, there's no mantis star seeds or something like that. That they're just,
they're beings for Earth. I loved it. So, yeah, it makes sense if he's here with me. It feels very much like what I'm used to feeling. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay. All right. I'm feeling the energy shift.
I don't know about you. I start losing my ability to talk and like, anyway, I'll let you do
it. There, girl. I'm there. Okay, so here we go. Let me let them in. Yes, we are here, and it is a very joyful opportunity for us to be here with you today. Greetings, friends and family. Greetings, dear ones of the cosmos and here on the earth. We are going to be funny, you will say. We are going to greet your animal kingdom. Perhaps you have a little one listening, or a big one if you are by a big beast, if you call it, like an elephant, a cow, a horse, whatever is around. We are here to share that all hearts and minds, all souls are connected or have the opportunity to be connected. There has been this feeling or this idea upon the planet that your animal kingdom, that there is no soul light there. We say that is not true. souls can incarnate as animal beings or human beings, or even going into the consciousness to be in or around that of, you would say, insects. We are seeing ants and the collectiveness of it. You are light. You come from source. You all have a consciousness, but moreover, you have a feeling you understand as a human in the heart. You have the soul essence, and the soul essence can have many opportunities for different realities, for different expressions, different broadcasting signals that they are giving or receiving. And some beings do so in a collective reality, a collective community. We are showing the channel here, the bees humming in the hive, you see, the ants working in the colony of community. And when you expand and you come into the space of humanness, some say they are alone. Some have separated themselves from so much of an interaction with community, with cohorts, with family, with a symbiotic relationship that humanity originally was functioning within. Now you have this awareness of more of the individuality, and you are coming back. You were speaking earlier about the swinging of the pendulum. Now many are coming back. They are feeling a longingness. They're feeling a call to be in community, to be with those in resonation, to feel support in the physical, even though many are aware of, in the spiritual community, are aware of support in spirit state, your guides, the angels, connecting in with Mother Earth here. But we are saying that you have had these moments, this swingingness, where you go into individuality and you are having your own interpersonal relationship with self and with spirit, your own walk you are walking. For many light-working star-seed beings who have had that time, you are going to find you are now being called back more to the other of community. But in this experience, you will understand through your own processings, which you have come through, you are going to understand to really designate and delineate your time and your energy to the community that is supportive, the community that is in a frequency or has an intention to be holding a higher vibrational, the calibration up. They're calibrating, they're holding the intention to calibrate their energy up to the space of it's pure light being. It is source and soul energy coming together. It is holding a light for others around. It is through a high compass of morals, ethics, compassion, truth, and a discernment and an awareness. So you are going to find that you are looking, or you are going to be inviting in, you will be resonating to others who have also gone through heavy spells, you could say, heavier times, a purging, a clearing of their own energies, working, as you mentioned recently, through Sarai about the family, working with healing the family timelines, the family signatures. And so you are going to find quite naturally, as Amy and Karen have reconnected, that you will be reconnecting or connecting with new beings who are here in a very similar resonation to hold a space, to hold a light. And you may say, dear Council of Light, are we working in this moment that you're speaking of? Is that to hold a light for others? We say they will benefit, but you are holding a light for you, dear one. This is a space of compassion for self. This is an opportunity for you to find like-hearted minds and beings, light-hearted soul family beings here in physicality, to honor yourself, to feel compassion for self, and to share this frequency that is very home-like. It feels like home. You can relax, you can rest, you can trust in the process, that you can take a deep breath and breathe because you understand you are at a peaceful space here. So, dear one, we are sharing this as we open with this conversation today, and we are curious of what awarenesses or ahas and questions you may have for us.
Yeah, so first of all, thanks so much for this
interaction. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to talk today. And as you were speaking, a few questions popped into mind. I just wanted to start with the first one that popped into my head, because when you were speaking about the animal kingdom, I had this question pop into my head that I've never considered before, which is, are there star seeds who incarnate into the animal kingdom? Are there any animals on our planet that are holding frequencies or what you would consider to be star seed souls? And if you could speak on that, it'd be beautiful.
Yes, dear one. Yes. At your present space of time, some star seeds find it as a joyful experience or experiment. For curiosity, they may merge briefly or for the full incarnation of a domesticated animal or one who was out in the wild, you call it. Just for enjoyment of the individual soul expression, that can happen. But we wish to also say that the body type, the frequency, and many of the animals on your planet were brought here from star races like Arcturus, the Sirians, the Pleiadians, Lyrians. And we are seeing and we are sharing about some of the ancient whales of your time and their innate wisdom and healing power that is still felt on the planet. That is why it is heartbreaking when they are disrespected and annihilated, some pods through captivity or in the past, you call it hunting of them. Also, the orca whales we are seeing, the blue whales, beluga, we are seeing the whales, and we are also seeing the manatees and the dolphins that are very Sirian connected. And this is an intellect beyond what many humans understand or can even fathom and speak about, because it goes straight up to source. It is a frequency. When you talk about attunement of your energies, they are always in attunement, going through the body, through the pineal. They are feeling that energy, as you would understand it to be, going through your body, through the pineal of wisdom, first and foremost. And secondary to that, many are connecting as they are telepathically communicating. Then they get the resonation shimmer or a hit they are feeling from the heart awareness. So the animals that are in your ocean bodies are holding a lot of light and energy. And that frequency is being broadcasted across your planet through the waterways, you see, dear ones. So, and they have been here for many, many, many thousands, millions. We do not even know if you could comprehend. They were one of the first to be in a form of a star frequency on the planet. And it was quite easier, because the water creates a frequency that is not a barrier, but it is a medium. It is an energy for communication, sending, if you want to say, signal through. But it is more like an awareness. It is beyond just thought. It is beyond the heart signature that is sending out information and conversation. It is a consistency of a humming and a resonation to hold physicality on the planet, to hold, we are seeing the beginning times was an opportunity to say, what is it like to be in a physical form and to then be in a protected space from the word is nutritional way, we could say, what is needed to support the physicality in itself. And because the waterways were very nourishing to the beings, they could be in that space while the planning and the implementation of other body forms were being described and tested and we're going into a really interesting space, because let us just say you understand the humans can do plastic surgery and they can alter genes. They can create clones Mm-hmm. Okay, this is not too far away for you to understand that some of the bodies on the planet were initially prototypes brought through from star beings. Mm-hmm. And prior to bringing through the humanoid prototypes, they brought through the animal prototypes, mm-hmm. the ones in the waterways. And the mm-hmm. ones in the waterways could be in a protected space as they were then creating the human prototypes. We are sharing and speaking also that transition with the merfolk, mm-hmm. the mermaids. You see. Mm. And so as the human body was created, mm-hmm. you still had the other realms and different, we are going to say realms because they are different frequency. Mm-hmm. Not all humans could always see the mers, mm-hmm. the merfolk, but some did and some did not understand. And because humanity was in a different consciousness, then they did not treat the mers with love, compassion, or respect. And many were treated as we don't even know, the experiments done on them, mm-hmm. Putting into a circus show. You know, they were made for entertainment or experimentations of the time. They were not always loved and respected, which broke the hearts of the mers, but also of the animals in the waterways, of the dolphins and the whales, because they had been there from the beginning. And thus that created the mers leaving the planet or leaving the overlapping of realms for humans to see them. Mm-hmm. And they have now gone into another space when they choose to be in that form. They are now on a planet of water that is more over water because the humans cannot just be there. You see, they have distanced themselves.
I was just going to ask that. Yeah, because as you're speaking, well, I have so many questions now because as we're speaking, I'm getting all these downloads and questions. But as you were speaking about the mer people or the mer folk, there was this awareness. And this awareness has been in my mind for about the last month or so because my young son had asked me about mermaids. And I had this vision of this planet that was all water. And so he had asked me, are mermaids real? And I didn't know what to say because I had this vision of, yes, on another planet. So I actually just told him that. I was like, I think they exist on another planet. Would that be accurate that they are very much vibrant and alive on another planet?
Yes, okay. That is accurate. And also they were once here on the Earth before the Earth came into the space in which it is now.
Right.
So star beings... Earth was created with the assistance of star beings. And some will say, oh, blasphemy, that goes against God. No, God is always there. Source is always there. They are working. It is an opportunity for advancement of creation,
right,
of life. And we will bring it back again. Look at right now your sciences and the medical arts and all that they are doing. Mm-hmm. There is life in these human bodies. There is a soul in these human bodies, mm-hmm. where the human bodies were moreover created, you could say, with the assistance of laboratory assistants and that of the humans. So it is very interesting. That is why we kind of hesitated for a moment with a little smile as we began speaking. We are saying, how can we gently put this?
Yes. Well, star beings are also a creation of God, I would say. So, I mean, it's all God, no matter which way you look at it. You know, you could say it all kind of goes back to God. So that's so many questions. So one question about the mer beings. Would they have existed on Earth at the time of Atlantis then, like Atlantis and Lemuria, or would it have been before that?
There was a few that were still here, but more in like an other realm or dimension,
Say. Another dimension.
Yes.
Like in this physical reality, but another dimension of this physical reality, like a more spiritualized dimension or a higher dimension.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So one other question that's coming up is, well, first of all, I saw in my mind's eye the dolphins and the whales before you said dolphins and whales. So I feel like even right now, there's this telepathic communication taking place between the council and myself. But as you were speaking of the dolphins and the whales, I was aware of their
strength in telepathic communication. And I had this blast of insight that they're here to help us somehow develop our telepathic communication or amplify it. Because I feel like as I feel into the future human, I sense that the future human, I don't know how far in the future, but I sense that the future human will be more of a telepathic human or a telepathic race, let's say. So would it be accurate that these dolphin beings, whale beings, these water beings are helping us with that next stage of our evolution and becoming more telepathic in the same way that they are?
Yes, indeed. But we will share. So some currently are speaking with them telepathically. However, you might be only 1% of what is happening. And so in the future, as you are sharing, it can be up 80, 90, 100% given at will. If it's willed, that is the opportunity to be 100%. But we have spoken about the transition to the new earth or the new earth energy, the new reality, and that humanity is at the very beginning, and the light working beings, star beings on the planet now are just creating that bridge, holding space for that bridge. Some have are in the middle, some have reached the other side, but they are not looking forward. That energy is holding anchor points to invite humanity across and over through it. So after humanity gets past this bridge into the new energies and then it stabilizes, and there's a moment of calmness and integration, that will even be maybe 2, 3, or 4 chapters later or steps later.
Okay. Yeah.
Very into the future.
Yeah.
For what you are sharing, but it is possible even now. So it is up to those who feel a calling and want to experiment with it and start to utilize the gift. The challenge for many is to say, where is the proof in the physicality that I am speaking with these beings? And so this has been done before. Our partner's friend, Connie Parker, did have a strong relationship with a well. And would speak telepathically and then see afterwards photographs of the location, and it is exactly what was shown to her. And so you see, this can also be, and it has been done for some, but for those who don't have access to check the information, they could think they are just making it up.
Right. But just as you're speaking about it, I feel that even if it couldn't be confirmed, let's say, just maybe the sharing of the energy, if you're energetically connecting with a whale, let's say, just to receive the benefit, because Soraya has talked recently about the benefits of shape shifting in the sense of connecting with either an animal or even another human where you feel like you would benefit from whatever energy they emanate. And so, you know, energetically perhaps and telepathically connecting with some of these beings could help us anchor those higher frequencies in our own, our own selves.
Yes, dear one, yes. So if you meet and greet an animal, remember they are their own sovereign entity. They are their own individual being. And so we are sharing this for others who may be listening in the future. It's not appropriate to push your energy into their physical body or to invade their consciousness.
Yes.
But if they are open to the possibility, they would invite you to merge with them, to feel that energy and, quote, like, see the world through their eyes, experience life through that frequency, because they very much are in a different reality. You have your felines here. Our partner is thinking behind the scenes here about her cats. You have your felines here, and they are experiencing the same physical table and chair and the deck they are walking on and seeing the trees, but it's as if they are in a magical space where time moves differently, and it is a heart connection, and they, all of her feline families are telepathic, even with the squirrels and the raccoons and the possums. They are all friends. And so they are here in the physical reality, but living in a whole different consciousness, a whole different life experience, you see. And so for you to be invited into that
beautiful space, almost as a magical fairy tale of the animal reality. For those who are living a beautiful reality, it is quite the opportunity, and this is where they can share with you a gift. Now you can share with those animals who are in captivity a gift. You see, you can share with them your love. You can share with them your positive thoughts. You can, some will say, send Reiki, send prayers to them if you cannot be with them in physicality, but you can send them the energy of love. And so there is that opportunity for it to go both ways, dear one. And that is that connection that goes beyond a telepathic conversation. It is the energy of support being shared, an energy of support for those who are just beautiful. All are beautiful. So for all beings in the body that is here on the planet, to remember you came from source. You have that light of God within you, and you are respecting. And you had talked recently about the eclipse and the darkness. It is a reminder that although we cannot see the fullness of the light, some remember more than others here in their mind, but some feel it in their heart, and they can share that energy of love and compassion.
And I'd say, like, many animals seem to be much more in tune with their inner light than some humans, so that can be a benefit too of spending time with animals or connecting with animals on that level.
Yes, this is why you have therapy animals.
Beautiful. So let me just see here. There was a question that crossed my mind. Well, the conversation about the water beings and the ocean is a bit synchronistic, because this morning I was messaging a friend who lives down in Florida who's very much into scuba diving and has recently felt this draw, recently as in within the last week or two, this pull, this draw to use her scuba knowledge to start cleaning up the oceans, to go on these missions where she is diving to clean up the oceans. And even though I've never scuba dived before, I had this impulse to be like, I want to do that too. I want to do that with you. So I don't know where that fits in, but I just feel like, okay, now we're talking about ocean. We're talking about water beings. We're talking about, you know, the star seeds, starseed animals, and starseeds incarnating as animals and being brought here. And so it's not really a question, but it's just a reflection on the synchronicity of that conversation and how it all fits together. So I appreciate your words on that.
You're welcome. And dear one, we wish to share that this is a strong resonation as you're remembering the source of connection from the star realms initially to the planet through the waterways. And it is such a true truth. The frequency is very strong and you are feeling it. It's an ancient awareness. It has always been here, but not so much thought about or looked upon or felt to, not feeling within to that energy and that opportunity. So it is a reverent respect and also a birthright to be in that frequency. We are showing our partner on the water floor of the ocean. There is a band of light flowing over, and it is connecting. So the ocean floor is not flat, and there's a little slope. And so she sees the light going and then coming down to the depths of the ocean, kind of like an archway. And this light then ripples like these broad waves throughout the ocean floors, touching down as needed. And this is a spiritual light holding a frequency there. Just like your body has the meridians, the earth has the ley lines. These are, you would say, the waterway ley lines that run through the ocean floor, and also not always in the floor, but through the water.
Oh, interesting.
Off the surface. Yes. And we also wanted to share with you about your friend. And what is happening is that she is bringing through an awareness about the opportunities to reconnect and respect the oceans. And there are going to be, and there already are, there's so funny, pods of people. We're going to use the word pods. Pods of people, pods of humans that have this calling and desire and are working in little spaces to do so. And over time, there can be a school, meaning a classroom, where they are so funny again, pods and school, terms that you use for the water beings. But there'll be a school for humans
to learn how to work together to then go deeper than what is available to scuba diving and clean the floors, clean mm-hmm. the trash off of the floors. So this is something that is, again, on the planet, but at the beginning stages, and we are saying the baby stages because it will be able to be expanded upon. In 20 years of your time, it will be more of a whoa and awareness. This is actually a job for the little ones when they are in your classrooms on land. Mm-hmm. And they would say, that is what my heart is calling me to do. And so it is a new opportunity for the new star beings who are feeling this initiation to come into Earth to assist in that particular space as a, quote, human job. But it is a soul calling, you see.
I love it. Yeah, well, that's what I felt this morning because I don't know how to scuba dive at all. But all of a sudden, when she said that she was drawn to it, I felt the calling within myself that, oh, I want to do that too. And just one more question, because this particular friend very much feels drawn to and resonates with Andromeda as, you know, part of her star being or star seed nature, as do I. So we've been curious about, and we're both drawn to water, and we've had this feeling about Andromeda. I'm sure there's many different planets to speak of, but we're just wondering about, I guess, water in the Andromedan galaxy. Are there water planets, or is there some connection with water there? Because we feel like... kind of like you said about the water, you know, here on Earth being kind of an amplification medium for frequencies, and just curious if that's true in the Andromedan galaxy as well on certain planets, or if there's some sort of mirroring happening with that.
That is a space in the Andromedan galaxy that has water that is more, well, it's a, you could call it a planet or a realm. Mm-hmm. It is not as dense as Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand.
Yes.
But yeah. There is the water there, yes, with a lot of waterfalls, little mm-hmm. ones and big ones, and it is almost all water.
Mm.
So there is more, well, your planet of Earth has a lot of water as well, but there is more water than what you have on Earth. When you talk about percentage wise, maybe 85-90% water on this space. And really, the physicality of the Earth is to help accentuate the waterfalls and the pathways.
Mm-hmm.
So some beings love creeks and rivers and moving water in this way versus wide vast oceans
mm-hmm.
and bodies of water, and some like to go sit on the sand. So there needs to be that. But yes, and in that space we do see it is more a formation if they are choosing to go into a physicality.
Mm-hmm.
You could understand it more a formation of the body type to be of a mer being.
Yeah.
But then when they get on the land, if they want, they can kind of morph into more feet.
Oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. Yes.
Walk.
Well, we both had these experiences of being able to shapeshift in some way. So that makes sense, because it was like all of a sudden, okay, I'm in the water and I feel like I'm some sort of amphibious being, but then I'm also on the land. So that makes so much sense that you say that. Thank you for that confirmation.
Yes.
And then I'll just add one more remark to that, because Sarai recently told this friend as well that water, she recommended that she think of water as a being in and of itself, with sentience and memory and consciousness. And I think we both resonated with that. Would you have any comments on that as well?
Yes, we agree. And so just as you have your human self and you are whole and complete all into your own experience, you notice that you hold energy of information through emotion or thoughts in different parts of your beingness, of different parts of your body. And even though you are a soul and you are complete and you are whole, you understand you've had different lifetimes with different experiences and different parts of self, parts of emotions. The waterways are like that. This is a one consciousness, but in different parts of physical location.
and the energy of that physical location. It holds different memories that are more active, like a program, a frequency. That is why some areas feel more healing than the waters. Yes. But it can speak. It is all one being, like you are one being of yourself. And it is aware of all aspects of self, even more than the humans are aware of aspects of self. Mm-hmm. But it is a consciousness much into the soul, where the soul, when not in the physical body, is aware of all aspects of self. And so the water is additionally in that way connected with all realities and all, so all realities, all realms and all time and all timelines. And so the water on the planet Earth has a history, an awareness of the history. And it has flushed out and cleared some of that heaviness.
Yeah.
But there is a mental knowing of it that, like, much like you say in your Akashic records, there is a knowingness of it. Mm-hmm. And so we do choose to say that water is supportive and nourishing, but she is also one who can, we're going to just be funny and say, rewrite timelines to say if something is not working, she will knock it out.
Yes. Amazing. I love that. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much. Would you have any one last message that you'd like to share?
Well, we just want to remind everybody. It's so funny. We're feeling swimmy in the body here, speaking of water. So we're going to bring through the energy for any who feel swimmy or grounding. And we encourage you to think about rocks or lava, trees, get back in your body to be centered here. More contained, not flowing out of the system, but more in. Because you are needed in the system of the human body, the human reality. Here you are. So many are feeling this, and they will be feeling the remembrance of being in the water. We're saying, okay, but come back into who you are in the now moment so you can do your duties here and be present.
Yes.
So as we shared that, we want to encourage all to remember that there are many opportunities for expression in and without, in and outside of a body, in and outside of this year of your reality. And so to be grateful for the now moment, honor the now moment, and notice that it is all necessary, it is all needed, it is all nourishing, the highs, the lows, the happy times, the heavy times. It balances it all out. And so we encourage you, as you are feeling maybe being swayed or pulled or sucked into other energies of others, and you mentioned the chaos, for those who are sensitive to the energy around them, come into your body, breathe, place your hand on your body, connecting into your own soul light beyond the planet, and this will assist you to feel calm, to feel present, to feel whole and put together within your own day-to-day reality for the self. And then overall, that will assist you if you are called to step into any light working mini missions, we will call it, while you are here in your reality. So we hope this provides a lot of support and some unique information for all. We are going to prepare now to leave the physical body. Our partner will fully come back in. And we look forward to seeing you all again in such a way very soon. I feel like I went out really far.
Yes. You went out swimming.
I'm swimming. Okay, hold on. I've like grabbed onto my mic stand to just get back in. So I'm a little bit here. The light is so bright to my eyes.
I know. When I open my eyes, I always feel like they've been glued shut and I have to like pry them.
Yes.
That was exactly. So beautiful. And you know what's funny about your shirt? Your shirt looks like it's blue, but you know, the way that it's sewn, it's like flowing like water. And I was like, oh my gosh, it was like the perfect shirt to talk about what you're talking about.
Yeah, all the pathways and the little ruffles here.
I loved it. Oh my gosh, that was great.
Thank you for holding space. And for those who might be listening in an audio space, they can find the video on your
YouTube page. Do you want to share with them your YouTube handle?
Yeah, sure. I think the easiest way to just find my YouTube channel is just if you type in Intuitive Karen Bell, it'll come up pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'm loving this. Felt so good. I don't really often ask. It's been a long time since I've been given the information about mermaids and like the beginning of Earth reality. Yeah. Lemuria.
It's amazing. Well, it was so beautiful because it's been such, like, it just keeps coming up in my life. And it's not that I'm asking for it, but it's like my son just out of the blue, like, are mermaids real? And then my friend is doing all this diving. So I'm getting all that. She was just on this huge scuba diving trip where she dove with sharks, if you can believe it or not. So I'm getting all her pictures. And so there's, but then also with Sarai, there's been this awareness of all this water. I guess I'm seeing the planet or something, because I'll see this planet that's very much like blue, like the color of your shirt. And it's dusky, though, like it's dim. It's not so bright as it is here. It's kind of like darker there, but it's got this beautiful luminescent blue glow. There's all this water. And then there was the shape shifting. So I'm like, I feel like I'm just starting to have a deeper glimpse of like what that place in the galaxy is like, or what Andromeda is like, or... Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. And the water, they're sharing that the water spaces in the Andromeda, there were older ones and newer ones. Mm-hmm. It's like really ancient.
Yeah.
But that was also something that felt, it was familiar and felt comforting and like home when the star beings first came to Earth in physicality. Mm-hmm. So there was that aspect to it, but the reason they picked the water was because of the energy that the water held and how you can work with water.
Oh,
and
my God.
Yeah, so it was like kind of both. It was comfortable.
Yeah.
There was a reason even beyond that.
Yeah.
Helped support bringing life to Earth. So,
oh my gosh, it's amazing. I'll never, like, I'm drinking water. I will never, like, be drinking water again and not be like, oh my God, like, you know what I mean? I'll be like... I'm so mesmerized by water. Yeah, it's beautiful. Have you had, when you've had like experiences of Andromeda, then have you had any visions or sense of that watery nature?
Yes. And I'm just seeing some pictures that I remember that are actually, if I could find and we could share somehow, but an artist, you know, back in 2012, I saw, and it was like, and Andromeda, and it was real blue with the waterways, but also like the cosmic, you know. So I feel that energy. I actually haven't ever asked to look, you know, like what was it all about. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely a feeling of that. And they're just showing me like one simulation that I remember where we were making prototypes of trees. And I was like, okay, so that's really the only one they showed me that I've looked at. But the water feels so natural. And I know I've had life here as mermaid. Mm-hmm. And so a few times, and like some of the memories are great and others were not.
Yeah. So, I can kind of feel, I can definitely feel into that. Because this same friend had sent me this, some short YouTube video about, it was this girl sharing her past life, session about when she was a mermaid, and I was just like, oh my God, like I totally resonate with this. So I don't know if this is like mermaid on Andromeda or mermaid here, but like I was just feeling it so strongly, and maybe both, right? Like maybe it's both. So it's so cool that came up, and my friend Michelle will just be head over heels excited for the information, because she's just like, she bought this condo right on the beach. She's in the ocean every day. She's doing all this scuba diving. Like, it's beautiful. So
beautiful. Yeah. The heart calls, like it's a spiritual experience to be here.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't know where we're going to land or why we're there and time we're there. And they're like, oh, okay.
Right? I know. If I end up scuba diving, that'll be me, because I would never in a million years thought that like I would be doing something like that. But
yeah. Well, and that reminds me of something I was going to say about the mermaids, or these visions that we get, these memories that come through for people might be new, like, oh, wow, you like great imagination. It's like, no, I never had that desire. Like I wasn't aware of this. I wasn't fascinated with certain things. And then when I'm a grown adult.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I'm like sane and I'm just in this meditation and I'm seeing, or all this information is coming through.
it surprises us sometimes just as much, you know? And so it's not like wishful thinking. I just want to share that because I know I still try to get my head around it. Like, whoa, okay, then how has that happened? Like, give me more details, you know?
Once you've had any kind of past life regression or QHHT session or anything like that, then you start to recognize the difference between your imagination and, you know, like a past life memory or like an extra dimensional memory or something like that. Because they do feel very different. They don't really feel the same at all, at least not in my body. So
if you're curious, you know, get yourself a session.
Yes.
Yeah, have an experience and then you'll know.
Yeah.
You'll see.
I hope you enjoyed this episode with the Council of Light. And thank you so much, Karen, for interviewing them. I really appreciated the topic. And I love that we let them just speak. And they always speak, but we did not have a question in mind. So very organic flow. I'm so grateful for Karen for holding space and asking questions. I'm really excited actually that this came through. And as I was channeling the messages, I remembered a conversation that I had with my friend Connie Parker with regards to her relationship with Tilikum, who was a weld in captivity. And I'll link that episode below for you. We brought it through in January of 2023. It's titled Tilikum's Ascension, Animal Souls, and the Afterlife. And we also spoke about elementals, fairies, angels, and spirit guides. And you can find the link below for the audio and also the video. I'm also grateful that we have moved through the eclipse energy, but I want to remind everybody we still have a week to go. So if you feel things coming up, know we're in integration and it's important to honor the integration. So I hope you all are having that experience where you feel comfort and peace and that you're starting to, I want to say, like, I feel like I'm sinking in and I'm flowing with this new me or the new energy. It's been a shift, you know, it's like it's us, but there's more of a richness to it. There's some complexities to it, but it's all flowing in clarity. And it feels to me now that parts within myself that were misaligned or having troubles communicating are now in sync. So I hope you all have a beautiful opportunity. I want to remind you of the importance of up-leveling all the different stages, and integration is such an important one. I was also thinking about doing an episode on the steps of healings and the process of healing and talking about the different stages. So if that's something you're interested in, send me a message, let me know. I know on Spotify, you can leave a note below, you can email me, and you can also connect through Instagram, which is the app I go on quite often, at Amy Sikarski at the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. And if you're looking for community to support, you can find us on Instagram at Spirit School Magic. And at Spirit School, we have a monthly energy healing session. So if you're looking for support and community, you might enjoy that. And I'll put the link below as well. All right, guys, I want to thank you so much for being here, for sharing your light, for honoring the experience, for showing up. I love you. Your guides love you. Spirit's so grateful for you. Humanity is better for having your light here on the earth. So give yourself a big warm hug, and I am sending an etheric hug to you as well. I'll see you guys next time on the next episode here at the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. Hey, this is Amy, and I want to thank you for joining the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. I am on here to remind you that I also have another podcast with Layla. It's called In the Flow with Amy and Layla, and we've had some wonderful conversations. So you can find it on the same podcasting application that you're listening to me on right now. And I would love for you to enjoy or say hi, pop over, let me know what you think about our recent episode on In the Flow with Amy and Layla. I'll put the link below.